bad. Right there. Thanks for leaving us with that nice sound to lead us into the Quiet Earth Connection. Thanks to Allison with Wonderland. Nice job, new DJ here to the station. And thanks again. Thanks a lot, boy. That's a nice new addition to Kauai Community Radio. This is the Kauai Earth Connection, and it's made possible by listeners like you in partnership with the Kauai Coffee Company, Ching Yung Shopping Village, Kalahea Wellness Center, and Kaloa Plantation Days.
Kauai Coffee, 100% pure Hawaiian, single-origin, GMO-free coffee, grown and roasted here on the Garden Island, at retail locations island-wide on all the Hawaiian Islands, and at our estate on Highway 540 between Kalahea and Ali'ali, where walking tours and coffee tasting are also available. More information and ordering online at kauaicoffee.com.
Ching Yung Shopping Village proudly supports Kauai's community radio by underwriting this program. Ching Yung, the heart of Hanalei. Mahalo, Jeff Culverhouse, for your support.
Kalahea Wellness Center, natural pain relief services, providing gentle chiropractic, acupuncture, therapeutic massage, nutritional wellness, electromagnetic cellular therapy, and spinal rehab. Most major health insurance plans and Medicare accepted. Open Monday through Friday, 332-5580 or online at kalaheochiropractic.com.
Announcing the 29th Annual Kaloa Plantation Days, July 18th through the 27th. Celebrating Kauai's plantation roots for 10 days with a wide variety of fun and interesting activities for the whole family. The festival culminates with a parade in Kaloa Town on Saturday, July 26th, featuring horseback and walking units, floral floats, vintage cars, and decorated vehicles in a great hometown parade. Celebrating the workers' camps in plantation towns, followed by the park celebration featuring local favorites Frank De Lima and Augie T, Hula by Halau Kale Mokihana Olena Ala, Tsunami Taiko Drumming, and Ledward Ka'apana and Mike Ka'ava. More information about the entire festival online at KaloaPlantationDays.com.
Oh, thank you so much for supporting Kauai Community Radio. And one more thing.
The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily represent those of KKCR, its board of directors, staff, volunteers, or underwriters.
Man, this is crazy. I hope I didn't brain my damage.
Well, you just might. Yeah. You just might. We got a load of information. News and commentary.
Hey, welcome everybody. Thanks for tuning in. RIMPAC is here. This is Kauai Earth Connection. And we're just giving views. What is it? Views and opinions? Or, yeah, that's
news
all.
Mostly
we're doing.
Opinions.
Mostly opinions.
News and commentary.
News and commentary.
That makes us sound cooler.
Yeah, well, it sounds cool, but it is true. And it's not a phone-in show. And the reason it's not is because all we have is an hour, and we've got all this stuff to cover.
There's a lot of environmental issues happening right now.
We cover the environmental issues of the island for the last month, and we try to cover everything, and of course we can't. But we rattle through stuff, and the first thing we always do every month is talk about the Surfrider Foundation Blue Water Task Force water test results. Every month, the Surfrider Foundation sends out about, I don't know, 20 people out to the water and checks the bacteria in the water. And this month, we had a lot of no-shows, didn't we?
There was, yeah. Yeah, there was quite a few. And Mahu Lepe.
Mahaulipu is always the dirtiest.
By a long shot.
By a way long shot, and it wasn't tested this month, so that's a bummer.
I was kind of looking forward to that since, it's relevant with the dairy and the GMO folks over there. So.
That's right. That's right. Did you guys all hear the Hyatt sued the dairy farm?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
the Hyatt just didn't want the smell from the cows coming over to their fancy 4-star hotel. So they may stop that thing. That's interesting.
Well, that would be nice.
Yeah.
You know, the smell, I'm not all that concerned about. I'm more concerned about the water quality.
You know, I know.
That's my thing. It doesn't matter where you put it on Kauai.
It's no good.
It's cow poop,
you know. I'll tell you what, though. I went out with the board of Koholaleo, and we toured the dairy farm site, and it's surrounded by GMO corn. And it's like, wow, Mahaulipu has got a beautiful beach, but everything inland is pretty bad. I mean, it's not, the dairy farm is going to make it worse. But
right, and there's a pig farm upstream,
pig
too,
farm
that
there.
Right now really pollutes the...
So anyway, the beaches, as usual, are mostly clean. It's important to say that the beaches are mostly clean. The exceptions are the same old culprits. Pakala Bay, Mileage Marker 21 over there on the west side, is always dirty. Normal being less than 10, and it is 488. And I get that sample.
488.
Yeah, you know.
Now, that's at the surf break, right?
Well, yeah, it's right near the surf break. I paddle out into the way far from the stream. That's not a stream sound sample. That's salt water.
So it's already been diluted compared to what's in the stream.
Yeah, it's way diluted. It's not good. Waimea River, however, is real close to shore, and that's 537. And Honolulu Stream, and again, this is salt water, not the stream. It's 624. And Niumalu is always bad, 1,000. Don't go there. Don't swim there. Take your stand-up paddle or something.
Don't get wet.
Don't get wet there.
And the winner.
And the winner, as usual, is Kaloa Landing, where they teach people how to skin dive. These dive companies teach people... from Idaho, how to skin dive.
Rain or shine.
So, yeah, the Blue Water Task Force, thank you, Carl Berg and his team, for doing that every month. And thanks for giving us this report. And just so you know, PKs, Waiohai, Kealia, Salt Pond, Kali'iwai, Pine Trees, Kapa'a Beach, Kahalani, where's that? I don't know that one. Rock Glory, Moloa'a, and Waikoko are all clean. So, Kalapaki is starting to get a little bad with 52. Now, Willy Willy Stream was looking pretty good. 97.
Only 97.
Wow.
Only 9 times over the safe limit.
Yeah,
it's doing good actually.
That's where the little kids play at the...
Right.
At the beach there. So that's the Blue Water Task Force results, and we'll be hearing more about Mahaulipu as they try to determine why the bacteria counts are so high. They're working, Carl Berg is sending some students out there to do projects on it to figure out why it's so high. They haven't even built the cow farm yet, and it's off the scale already. So, again, thank you for the Surf Rider Foundation, and another shout out for the Surf Rider Foundation. You may hear the ads on Kong Radio and KKCR about their beach cleanups on the fourth Saturday of each month. This one is it's at 9 o'clock this Saturday at Nukoli'i Beach.
Okay.
Yeah, and so far this year they've removed 16 tons of trash off Kauai beaches, all volunteers, every you know, that's pretty impressive, 16 tons. There's a song about that.
Yeah, 16 tons.
Another day older.
Yeah.
Deeper in debt, I know it. So, thank you.
But a cleaner beach.
Cleaner beach, 16 tons, that's
a lot
of trash.
That is a lot, man.
Whoa, yeah.
And they take all the nets they gather up down to restore Kauai.
And
they've been finding alternative uses for those. So.
Yeah, if you need a net to keep your chickens out of your garden, go down to Restore Kauai and Kapa'a over there, just past downtown.
Or something to cover your load.
Yeah, cover your load on your truck.
So anyway.
So good. Thank you again for the Surf Rider Foundation. Now, the next thing we want to talk about is a tragedy that's been going around the Hawaiian Islands for this last month. Rim of the Pacific. Every 2 years.
Blowing up stuff near you.
Yeah, that's basically what they did. They sank a ship just a couple days ago off the Pali coast.
Right, the Saratoga.
Is that what
they decommissioned it like 20 years ago, and it's just been hanging around.
Oh, well.
So they had nothing to...
So they might as well dump it in the ocean, right?
Blow it up.
Blow
it up.
Yeah, yeah.
$1.2 million shell.
You know, they're sinking three ships. There's 24 countries, 25,000 sailors peeing in the ocean, pooping in the ocean. No sewage treatment on any of these ships. What else?
Burning
200
gas,
airplanes.
Man. Burning gas like there's no tomorrow.
Gas. All at taxpayers' expense.
Oh.
And not just U.S. taxpayers.
The Golden Eagle says that RIMPAC is a waste of money and time.
Yeah.
I support the Golden Eagle on
Golden
that one.
Golden Eagle is right on that one, yeah. And, you know, there was this big fish kill. It wasn't in the Garden Island, but it was in the Star Advertiser. There were thousands of fish that washed up on the beach. And you know, when you think about all that sewage dumped in the nearshore waters, takes the oxygen out of the water and the fish suffocate. I mean, you know, it could be a natural occurrence, but coincided with RIMPAC. And
again, another coincidence. That happened 2 years ago with all the dead fish over on Lahua. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, that's right. And don't forget the melon-headed whales. 200 melon-headed whales came into Conalay Bay because they were blasting sonar.
Deep water.
Deep water whales. Whales that don't come into shore. And, you know, I want to give a shout-out to not only the Surf Rider Foundation, but the Sierra Club, Koholaleo, Kauai Alliance for Peace and Justice, and People for the Preservation of Kauai, because they formed a coalition called Oceans for Peace. And they've been educating the public about RIMPAC. Just the other day, Koholaleo did a radio show on Oahu about RIMPAC and the effects of sonar on coral and on whales. And Oceans4peace.org is their website, and they've had a number of really interesting teach-ins that are being played on Hawaii television now.
Very informative about coral, and it's really, really educational.
Who would have thought coral is affected by sonar? But apparently the coral gets disoriented and can't attach to its mothership coral, and they just die. And of course it blows the eardrums out of whales, and they can't, it's, you know, just, we could go on and on about RIMPAC, but
there was a caller who said those fish kill that ended up on Oahu shores, those were deep water fish.
Yes,
and all juveniles.
That's right.
That showed
that's
up, which
right.
is a very bizarre
that's right.
coincidence, I guess.
Yeah, those fish kills like that are very unusual. I want to just say, we'll re-announce it at the end, but the Oceans for Peace Coalition has another event July 30th at the Kapa'a Library at 6 p.m. July 30th. They're having a movie called Americans... Oh, geez. It's about drones. Americans Drone War.
Oh.
I don't know. It's about drones. And it's important because they have all these drone companies out there at the PMRF that are developing ways to kill people with drones.
That's a new big thing.
Yeah.
Drones.
Getting in on the drones.
Yeah.
Almost like the satellite did.
Amazon.com are going to deliver pizzas with drones, you know, but mostly we're going to assassinate and kill people with them, you know, and that's what RIMPAC is really all about.
No good can come of it.
It's a arms expo, basically.
There you go.
For different countries to sell their means to kill and maim and torture people. And you know what? If you prepare for war, you're going to get it. if you prepare for peace, maybe that would, I don't know, we'll see. I'd like to see a RIMPAC for peace. Maybe that would be a better idea.
That would be nicer. That's a, it's a gentler, that's for sure.
Go clean up the garbage patch.
Yeah, go clean up the garbage patch. That's they got all those ships, they could knock it right out.
Yeah, really,
at
come on.
At least make a dent in it.
How many ships are there? I don't forgot how many ships. But. So if you see anything, the hotline for RIMPAC abuse is 337-9977. If you see any effects that you think might be related to RIMPAC, a dead animal, a dead fish, sewage spills, scum on the water, blown up torpedoes, whatever it might be, call 337-9977 and they'll report it to the responsible parties. And
what was that number again?
337-9977 is the RIMPAC hotline.
Nothing should die when playing a game.
War games.
War games.
Right. Thank you. War games. So, moving right along off of RIMPAC, 337-9977, we have this charter amendment. And it's a saga. It started about a year and a half ago with a group called Kauai Rising. And they hooked up with a Center for Law and Justice, I think, or Center for... I forgot now. But these guys wrote up an amendment to our charter that would enable the county of Kauai to have a board that would determine whether or not the agricultural practices of pesticides were safe or not. This board would, actually the board is pretty heavily weighted on safety and not much on profit. And this amendment to the county charter needed, what, 3,000 votes?
4,000, I think.
I forgot. But
5%.
So they got all their signatures, and they went to the county clerk, and the county clerk said, nah, you didn't follow the rules. You got to start over again. So they started over again, and they got their signatures, and then they went to the county council, and the county council said, no. This is not a charter amendment. This is actually an ordinance. And for an ordinance, you need 4 times more signatures. Yeah. And
seems like there's a conspiracy.
Yeah, they just don't want this thing to pass. And tomorrow they're going to vote on it, and Mel Raposo has already announced that he's going to vote against it. So it's going to get shot down. Is it tomorrow? I think it's tomorrow. Anyway, the bottom line is, if you look at the county charter, it does not appear that the council has the power to shoot this down. And, you know, I don't know if Kauai Rising has lawyers and money to fight this, but apparently all the county council really has the power to do is to accept this. But I don't know. I'm not an attorney, but I do know that it's just supremely unfair to these guys who worked so hard twice to get the required signatures. And let's see how it goes down. Let's see what happens. But thank you to Kauai Rising. And thank you for all the signature gatherers that did all that, because the more monitoring the government does of pesticides, in my view, the better. I mean, remember, side, homicide, suicide, genocide. Side means kill. These are poisons. They kill. And we don't really want them in our environment. We really don't want them in the air or the water or on the ground. So thank you, Kauai Rising. And let's see how that goes down. All right. Moving right along to our next issue is one of the...
Styrofoam Free Kauai campaign.
Campaign is, you know, the Zero Waste Kauai and the Surfrider Foundation did a joint campaign to pull all the restaurants for whether or not they use styrofoam in their takeout containers. And it was a surprising number of restaurants that are already styrofoam free. And of course, we urge everybody to bring their own containers when you go out to eat so you don't use paper or plastic. But bottom line is 30 California cities have banned styrofoam free, and retail restaurants banned styrofoam. And I just need to say that polystyrene. Styrene is a well-known carcinogen. So that if you bring home something in styrofoam, don't put it in your microwave, because the food heats up the styrene and it seeps into your food, and it's carcinogenic. It's also carcinogenic to the workers who produce styrofoam. And, it's not a good material. All the plastic that's ever been made in history is still here. It never biodegrades. It just breaks into small spots. And most of it winds up in the ocean. If it's not in the landfill, it's going to pretty much roll downhill, down the stream, into the ocean, get eaten by the fish. And if you eat fish, you're going to eat styrene. You're going to eat the carcinogen.
They did a study where they checked all these fish.
Yeah.
And in their gut was microscopic plastic.
Yeah.
So it's in everything already. Huh. I mean, that whole mess out there.
Did you see where was it, Seattle? They were talking about the salmon that has carcinogenic chemicals in the salmon, and they were...
Oh, they raised the limit. They just raised the limit to one town because they didn't want to skew the cancer.
They didn't want to hurt the fishing industry.
That too.
Yeah. So anyway, the Honolulu County Council, or City Council, is... got a ordinance in front of it that, according to my sources, looks like it will pass, to ban retail styrofoam in restaurants on
really?
The island of Oahu.
Wow.
It hasn't passed, but it looks like it will. It looks like they have the votes.
That would be amazing.
The chemical industry came in like gangbusters and altered the thing to include plastic number one and number two. So it's...
What does that mean?
In other words, no styrofoam, but plastic one and two are okay. And the reason is because it can be recycled. So it's banning styrofoam, but not plastic. And they accepted that as an amendment to the ordinance because they thought it would be more likely to pass. So that's unfortunate. But again, you can always bring your glass container to your restaurant. Because almost all restaurants give you more food than you ought to eat. So, reduce, reuse, recycle. Huh? So, yeah, so good on the activists in Oahu and Honolulu. And let's hope that they pass this bill. And let's hope that the County Council of Kauai gets with the program, too, and ban styrofoam here.
That sure would be nice, huh?
That would be something.
It's really disappointing when you go and you get this styrofoam container for 5 minutes worth of transport.
Yeah, really.
The only thing about that is all that stuff goes into a plastic bag anyway, and then it still ends up in Kekaha, right?
You know, I mean, I live, this is Gordon Labeds, and I live out in Kekaha, and I can tell you that the guys at the landfill just love my Styrofoam Free Kauai bumper sticker, because they say they have whole trucks full of styrofoam.
Oh, I'm sure.
Whole trucks.
Jeez.
And it's not it doesn't come from McDonald's breakfasts. It comes from these, stereo containers.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
All the Costco products.
Oh, your big TV, yeah.
TVs, right. And, right. The whole truck's full of styrofoam. That just
should be able to take all that back to where you purchased it. I would like that someday.
25,000 tons a year. Tons.
Right.
Of styrofoam.
Styrofoam.
It's pretty light
landfill.
Stuff, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really light stuff. So, yeah, it's a landfill problem. It's a fish problem. It's an ocean problem. It's, like I said, it's a plague, a plastic plague. Speaking of plastic, these guys are still at it. The Tobacco Free Kauai group is on a campaign to ban smoking at county beaches. And
to what end?
Well, their issue is, they say 18% of the people on Kauai smoke cigarettes. And one pack a day, they say, equals 25,000 cigarette butts per year.
Now, what happens to the smokers that don't have cigarette butts?
Well, they're screwed.
it doesn't...
They can't smoke at the beach. Well, no, they can't. You know, the bottom line, there's no law against smoking at the beach.
But they want to pass one. I know Tim Bynum tried to pass one last year.
Yeah.
Luckily, it failed.
So there would be no issue if people just cleaned up their butts and took their butts home.
Well, you know, that's the thing. I mean, the culture of cigarette smokers is that you can throw their butts on the beach or on the floor, anywhere.
Right.
And it
just pick them up when you go. This wouldn't even be an issue.
It wouldn't be an issue, if smokers weren't so thoughtless. And probably most smokers aren't. I don't know if 25,000 butts make it to the floor. That's just kind of an estimate guess, but you're right. I mean,
I think that law is punishing those that are responsible.
Yeah,
it is. That seems like a silly law. There's got to be a better one. Maybe more trash cans at the beach. Something like that.
Really, it's true. I know a lot of smokers tell me, well, where am I going to put it? You know, I mean, what am I going to do with
it? Put
it
in your pocket.
You know, it's hot and it's on fire and, you know, it's an issue. I understand the smoker's point of view. You know, I mean, in my career, I was a family physician, so I understand the harm that cigarettes do to your body. So that anything that makes it hard to smoke is a public health benefit, but I also understand the futility and silliness of the drug war and making all these drugs illegal that people want to use. There's got to be education to get people not to throw their cigarette butts on the beach. You know, I mean, it's simply a thoughtless littering. So, tobacco-free campaign, tobacco-free Kauai are working on their deal, and they got tentative support from the Surfrider Foundation chapter on Kauai, which voted to support them the other day. Every single county in the island on the state of Hawaii has tobacco-free county beaches except Kauai. We're the last beach, we're the last island that allow smoking on county beaches. So
I just had a caller call in, and he said, "What's worse, picking them up and taking them to the landfill, or having them on the beach? Which one's worse?" Either way, they're on the beach because of our landfill.
They're much worse on the beach because animals eat them.
There you go.
You know, fish eat them, birds eat them. Mm-hmm. It's definitely a litter problem.
I'm just always a little bit aggravated when responsible people will become criminals.
Yeah.
Because a few irresponsible people.
Well, look at the drug war. There's nothing better than that. Overwhelming majority of people who use illegal drugs are not in any trouble. They're not addicts. They're not doing crimes. They're not, you know. But a significant number are causing a lot of social problems, and so they made drugs illegal, and it certainly hasn't worked. But that's not part of the show. This is an environmental show. So, yes, let's talk about the election coming up. As you know, the rules at KKCR are not to advocate for candidates. But I think it's interesting to talk about what other groups have said. And again, remember, these are views and opinions here. But the Sierra Club has come out with their endorsements. And the Sierra Club endorses people on the basis of environment. So that this is just one factor in your voting choices. The Sierra Club has endorsed Brian Schatz for U.S. Senate. He's the incumbent Democrat, and the reason they like Brian Schatz is because he's made some real strong advocacy about global warming, and since the Senate has not been very strong on global warming issues, the Sierra Club is pretty pleased with Brian Schatz's point of view. They've also endorsed Tulsi Gabbard and Mark Takai on the Congress, I don't know. That's who they endorse. I'm not going to vote for any of them, but that's who they endorse. Now, they endorsed for lieutenant governor. They did not endorse a governor. That's not to say that they might not after the primary, but in this primary, they endorsed Clayton Hee. Now, Clayton Hee, in my opinion, is a guy to vote for. He was a champion against the super ferry and on he's been a real advocate for environmental protection. And you know, I think that Lieutenant Governor doesn't do much, but if that helps him move forward in the political spectrum, he'd be a guy to he'd be a guy for environmental folk voters to support. Now in the State House, they endorsed Dylan Hoosier, and Dylan Hoosier is running against the incumbent Democrat James Tokioka. And our old KKCR DJ, come on, Saturday show, 60s.
Steve Yoder.
Steve Yoder. Steve Yoder, the Republican, and Jimmy Tokioka. Well, you can't get much worse than Jimmy Tokioka or Steve Yoder. So, Dylan Hoosier, I don't know what his views on the environment, but...
Well, he sure sends out a lot of these glossy mailers. I've gotten five or six in my mailbox in the last couple of weeks, and I really feel like that's a waste.
Yeah.
And, you know, my biggest complaint, and I say it every year, is all these people running, campaigning.
Yeah.
You know, they talk about the environment because it's like just a fancy buzzword. It's hip and all, but they all got their plastic non-recyclable signs.
Oh, yeah.
By the hundreds. And I say it every year, and people are probably getting tired of it, but, you know.
Going into the landfill, all those signs.
Going into the landfill, but, you know.
Do those signs give you any votes? I don't know.
You know, environment and sustainability. That's what Dylan Hoosier has on his little fancy glossy card. And I know it's not just him.
Oh, no.
But I just happen to, you know, I get his stuff in the mail all the time, and I'm just tired of it. And I'm tired of seeing all those plastic signs talking about sustainability.
Yeah, how much longer do we have for those?
Forever. Those things, November. Man, they're never going away.
No, I'm talking about till the election.
November. Yeah, November. Primary on August 9th or 8th or something.
They'll print more.
Then they'll print, and then they're going for it. But, you know, Dylan Hoosier is the son of Gary Hoosier, who has been an environmental champion. So I think maybe that's, I don't know what Dylan has done to earn the Sierra Club's endorsement, unless they're just simply saying he's way better than the other two. But they didn't endorse anybody for the West Side. They left it blank. D. Morikawa has been a strong advocate of GMOs and pesticide farming. And there's a guy, Vince... Oh, my God. Who were on a radio show. I can't remember his name. Vince, somebody who's running on the anti-pesticide program for the West for D. Morikawa's seat, so he'd be worthy a vote. And who else? That's it. Derek Kawakami, I think, is running unopposed. So those are the endorsements. The Sierra Club chose not to endorse any county council people, which surprised me, quite frankly, because there are a couple of environmental champions. You've got Gary Hoosier and Tim Bynum. And our radio host here, if you listen to her show after the Bluegrass show on Tuesdays,
former
radio host, Felicia Cowden. I mean, if you listen to her show, Felicia's got it together. I mean, she's really learned a lot being a DJ every Tuesday. I mean, a talk show host every Tuesday. And I think she's definitely an environmental person that could be supported. But as far as the other candidates, I don't know. I don't know about you guys, but I'm not voting for any of them.
We're not endorsing anything because
we're not endorsing.
So choose wisely.
Choose wisely.
Mason Chalk, you know, he might be a good choice.
I don't know if he is or not.
Billy DaCosta, he's a good choice.
You think so?
I don't know anything about those guys. He's a big advocate for children, and you know, he's been working hard.
Yeah.
There was that county council debate that went on.
Yeah.
And.
We're talking about the environmental issues. I don't know if your environment... You know, a lot of these guys have other issues that they advocate for that are not environmental, and you may want to vote for them because of that, you know. But as far as the environment, Mason Chalk did vote to support the pesticide limitation law.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so anyway, vote your conscience and you know, then you've got...
don't vote for who's got the coolest sign.
Our incumbent, Bernard Carvalho's got a serious anti-GMO, pro-environment activist to vote for. So if you're not satisfied with Bernard Carvalho, you might consider voting for Dustin Barca, who's been a leader in the anti-GMO movement, not just here on Kauai, but in Oahu also. And Dustin I met him. I he's got my vote. He's a cool guy, I think. But like I said, a lot of incumbents, vote against them. Vote against the incumbents, even if it's just none of the above. Just vote none of the above on these incumbents who vote consistently against the environment. So, yeah. That's the election. That's the Sierra Club endorsements and our 2 cents. Wanted to talk a little bit about feral cats. But before we talk about feral cats, I think it's really important to put it in perspective. There's a feral cat task force that was put together to protect shearwaters, which are an endangered bird that eats cigarette butts and chokes on them and eats plastic and chokes on them. And they're going the way of the passenger pigeon. They're going extinct rapidly. And the shearwaters are getting trounced by cats that don't have owners. And this has been a rip-roaring debate amongst county council people and the Humane Society people and animal rights and the conservation community. But I think it's important to put in perspective the most environmentally destructive animal on the planet are human species. The human species. And I say that because on July 11th...
Because we are.
Yeah, we're the ones that brought cats to the world. We're the ones that reproduce dogs and cats and cows and all the destructive animals that take up the habitat of wild animals. And on July 11th was World Population Day. And one of the things that impressed me was every single solitary day, there's 270,000 new human beings on this planet. 270,000 people are born net gain every day. When I was a kid, there were 2 billion people on this planet, and now there are 7.3 billion people. So the whole talk about feral cats has to be put in that perspective, in my view. And, you know, there's so many arguments, pros and cons, because rats eat the eggs of these shearwaters also. And who's going to eat the rats except for the cats? And blah, 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 and how to deal with it. But I will say this. If you get a cat, please keep them indoors. Indoor cats live, I don't know how much longer, but quite a bit longer than indoor-outdoor cats. And cats are really serial killers, as are dogs. They go out and they kill. And yeah, that's true. They kill animals that we don't want, like rats, but they also kill endangered species. So it's a controversy, and there's no clear answer. But the clear answer is plan your families, plan your families, and you know, talk about birth control to your kids way before they are sexually active, so that they don't have unanticipated pregnancies. Because we've got too many humans on this planet already, and we don't need more. So that's the shtick on feral cats, and I think that we need to just move right along.
You're listening to KKCR Honolulu, KAQA Kilauea. We're about 18 minutes away from some Sunset Jazz. So
Ron Gordon in the house.
That's right. So if you're listening to the Kauai Earth Connection and news and commentary for environmental issues that are happening on Kauai. So moving on, there's a couple nice studies, chemical pesticide studies.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
All right. So what's been done is we got samples of the honey on the west side of Kauai. And we tested it for the chemical Roundup, glyphosate, to see if the honey was pure as we had hoped. And some of this honey was right in the middle of GMO fields. And guess what? We found the Roundup in the honey. It's tiny amounts, and it wouldn't...
Well, we don't know exactly. I mean, compared to what?
Well, you know, the thing about it is Roundup is so ubiquitous. It's used in so much agriculture that a little honey there, a little corn here, a little soy there, and da-da-da-da-da. And next thing you know, you've got Roundup in your body. And I think that that's the issue is yeah, okay, you're not going to get that much Roundup from eating a teaspoon of honey in your coffee, but... You know, it's there, and it's cumulative, and it lodges in your fat cells, and it stays there for long periods of time, and it's a estrogen mimicker, and, you know, the Roundup causes frogs to change their sex, so it's not a good thing to have Roundup in your food.
And or sprayed excessively along the road signs.
Yeah.
It seems like the county's picking up its pace.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. And drive up Olahan Road. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
It's like I thought they were done with that. Right over the guardrails, right over the waterways.
Yeah. Now, the state is doing a pesticide study with the Surfrider Foundation. All over the state, they've been studying streams for pesticides. And to me, the most interesting thing about the results there is they're finding just as many pesticides in urban Oahu as they are in rural farm areas, which says that a lot of the pesticides that you buy at Home Depot and Walmart, etc., are winding up in our streams, and people are using them in their homes and their gardens, and they're poisoning our waters. Yeah, they're in small amounts, it's true, but as I said earlier, these things are cumulative. They land in your fat cells and they stay there for long periods, and it's especially an issue for those of you who are overweight, because the more fat cells you have, the more ability you have to store these chemicals. So thank you for the Surfrider Foundation for doing that and the honey study. Also, there's been breast milk. There were 7 samples of breast milk studied. And there's some good news there because they found no pesticides in the breast milk of 7 random women who were their milk was studied and sent to an independent lab in California. So that's really cool. I think that, you remember I said that these pesticides are stored in fat, and one of the fattier parts of the body is the breasts. So the fact that there were no pesticides found was really good news and important news. Thank you for all the folks who are doing all this kind of research and study and educating people. And if you want to get involved with that, I think probably the go-to group there for the research is the Surfrider Foundation. Carl Berg is the leading marine biologist researcher guy who is in the loop for all these kinds of things. And thank you, Carl. Dr. Berg is on the board. He's the vice chair of the Surfrider Foundation. I wanted to say a little bit about the lawsuit that the county is defending against the chemical companies. Earth Justice Foundation and the Center for Food Safety offered to give their services free to the county to defend that lawsuit, and the county declined it. And now that they've spent $150,000 and they've gone to the council and asked for $50,000 more. So far the county is going to spend $200,000 defending this lawsuit that they could have gotten defended for free from these 2 environmental law firms that know what they're doing, unlike this other Oahu law firm that probably has is not nearly as, I don't know really, but my guess, I know Earth Justice, and I know those guys have been doing environmental laws for 20 some odd years. I was involved with lawsuits of Earth Justice in the Ma'alaya Harbor suit. That was 20 years ago, and now the Metagold nursery pollution in the streams in Oahu. These guys know what they're doing, and they know how to. They know environmental law, and it's just a shame that county taxpayers have to spend so much money when they could have gotten it for free. So yeah,
so much for the good neighbor policy thing they were talking about. Abercrombie brought that up.
Yeah,
be a good neighbor.
Be a good neighbor. Yeah, and Abercrombie, you don't have to lobby me. He said to the GMO companies, you don't have to lobby me. I'm with you. So, you know, I don't know if you're going to, it's just like, wow. But, you know, money talks, money doesn't talk, it swears. Didn't Bob Dylan say that? I think he did, yeah. All right, so this is Gordon LeBeds, and we're talking about the Kauai Earth Connection and our monthly survey of the Kauai environmental issues. And before we leave, I think it's important to announce a bunch of environmental events that are going on. This Thursday, Koholaleo, whale voice, or voice of the sea. Kohola is humpback whale, and leo is voice. On the fourth Thursday of each month, they show ocean movies. And this month, they're going to have two short movies, two half-hour movies. One called Dolphins, The Ultimate Guide. And the other is an IMAX movie called Into the Deep. And I've seen both these movies. They're good movies. I urge you to come there. It's 7 o'clock at the Kapa'a Library this coming Thursday, the 26th, Koholaleo. And if you want to get on their email list, just send them a message, koholaleo@gmail.com. Kohola is K-O-H-O-L-A, Leo, L-E-O. And their website is whalevoice.org. So that's this Thursday. Now, on July 30th, the Oceans for Peace Coalition is having a movie also at the Kapa'a Library at 6 p.m. And Oceans for Peace, their website is oceans4peace.org. On July 30th, they're having a movie called America's Unmanned War, Drones. And it's about drones, as we mentioned earlier in the show. And RIMPAC will be over the first week of August. And I don't know if Oceans for Peace Coalition will continue or not, but I really salute the good work they've done and all the teach-ins and the sign wavings and radio shows and all the education that they've done around these so-called war games. Thank you, oceansforpeace.org. Now, Ocean Film Festival, July 26th. Ocean Film Festival starts, and that's always a cool thing. They show movies up in Hanalei, and I don't have the times or dates, but Google Ocean Film Festival Kauai on July 26th, and I know almost all the movies they show are conservation oriented movies. Then on August 16th, the Surfrider Foundation is going to help put on a conference on beach access. This conference is going to feature this beach access attorney named Tom Pierce. And as you know, as more and more of the beaches get beachfront homes, access to our beaches become more and more difficult as time goes on. And there was an article in today's paper that the county council may put to a vote whether citizens want to tax themselves to allow money for the budget to put in access to beaches that are getting closed off. August 16th at the Kilauea Church. I don't think there's a time yet, but that's going to be an important conference because, you know, it's as the island becomes more and more populated, beach access gets more and more difficult. And then on August 26th, we've got a 3D film festival at KCC, which also is going to feature mostly environmental conservation films. So keep in the loop on that, and that's August 26th. So lots going on this island as usual. A lot of great conservation groups, a lot of good work being done. And I think that if you can get involved in a conservation group, and if you're too busy and you don't have time, you got too many kids and too many jobs and too many whatever, then contribute, support these groups in doing this work to protect our environment and educate people about what's going on. Because if we don't, if not us, then who? And if not now, when? You know, we've got only one planet.
I saw a picture of a monk seal in the Garden Isle the other day.
Yeah, that's right.
Like it was enjoying itself.
There's six new babies this year. Six new monk seals. There are 40 monk seals on this island, and we just got six new babies. So things are going well for the monk seals.
That's good. They chose not to abduct them.
Yeah, and take them to somewhere
else.
They were going to take monk seals from the Northwest Hawaiian Islands and bring them here to where all the people are. And the thinking was that the fishermen have killed all the fish out there on the Northwest Hawaiian Islands, all the lobsters, and the monk seals over out there in the wilderness were starving because of the overfishing. So they were going to bring them here where there's food. And there was such a loud hue and cry and protest about it that they rethought it, and they decided against it. So that they're just going to take care of the monk seals that live here and not abduct anybody from their home. And that's really nice.
Because yeah.
Monk seals are mammals. They're intelligent beings. They're, you know, to take them away from their home and their family, it's like taking a whale and putting it in SeaWorld, you know. It's just cruel. It's not right. So yeah, it's that was a good thing. Thank you, Noah, for being sensible. That was really cool. It's not always common, but good. So
once again, can you give the number if people see marine debris dealing with RIMPAC? Because we've got a minute or two.
RIMPAC is the hotline. RIMPAC hotline for RIMPAC effects is 337-9977. If you see dead fish, dead whales, marine debris, sewage spills, explosions, whatever it may be, call that number, and the Oceans for Peace Coalition will. Have you heard those radio ads on KKCR and Kong?
I have.
Pretty cool.
They are very informative. Cool. There's going to be one coming up actually at the top of the hour.
Oh, five minutes away. Awesome.
So.
Yeah. So. Just to review what we've done so far is the water test results. Most of the beaches are clean, and the usual culprits, Pakala and Niumalu and all, are always dirty. We did the RIMPAC. The charter amendment is going to get shot down again by the county council
this time. Mel Raposo.
Mel Raposo is going to vote against it as he
We'll
often
see tomorrow.
Does.
We'll see.
But he's already said he's going to vote against it.
Maybe he'll change his mind.
Honolulu County City Council is going to vote to ban styrofoam, which is pretty cool. Tobacco-free Kauai's got a campaign against smoking in the county parks because of the cigarette butts that smokers drop off
there.
There was
a caller who gave a suggestion for a solution. Instead of passing a law, have these cigarette butt cans at all the lifeguard towers, and You go grab one if you're a smoker, and they make them all bright and colorful so people can see from a distance that, oh, okay, that guy's going to...
I think that's a great idea.
It's much better
than... The culture of smoking has to change from throwing your butts on the floor. And there's an election on August 9th, and we ran down the candidates that environmental folks are supporting. World Population Day was July 11th. Trying to educate people that family planning is a good idea not only for your family but for the whole planet. that the planet cannot sustain a growth of 270,000 people every day. We talked about the issues in feral cats and how they eat rats, and they also eat shearwaters, and how it's a tough issue. The breast milk studies so far has not found any pesticides in seven women's breast milk here on Hawaii.
That's nice to hear.
That is nice, good news. The study of honey has found Roundup in honey, which is a bummer, and the studies of the Kauai and other streams have found pesticides. And, you know, thank you for listening. Again, this is Gordon Lebeds, and we're going to do in the Kauai Earth Connection. Every month we review the news and commentary on the Kauai conservation issues. And thanks for my guys out here and working the board and doing everything. So we're going to sign up.
All right.
Sign
see
up.
You next the third Monday of the month, Kauai Earth Connection.
Yeah.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown.